Welcome back. Let's talk a little bit about the Azure ML environment, how it works, and then we'll jump over to the screen and we'll actually wander through a little bit of this. I'll have you create an account now. I'm going to have you create a experiment in a bit, but I'll show you how kind of the everything works as we go through here. So we talk about first the development environment, and this is in a place called studio.azureml.net. Studio.azureml.net. That'll be where you'll log in. You can create a free account. I'm going to show you that. Then from there you can sign in and you can begin to make what are called experiments. So I'm going to wander around that canvas a little bit for you there so you can see it. We looked at this when we looked at the graphical tools earlier, but I didn't spend a great deal of time. I will spend a little more time this time. And then I'll talk to you about how you can actually share a workspace to invite someone else to work with you, which is really useful. Once we're done, we'll actually deploy your model. So we'll actually train your model up, we'll create a model, we'll train your model, and then we'll say publish that. And we're going to do that in a bit. And then I'll show you how you can consume the API. So let's jump over to the tool right now. Let me see, where do I have this? Here it is. There we go. So studio.azureml.net is where I'm at right now. And don't bypass this page. There's an absolute ton of getting started, of additional resources, of a list of modules. Here's a getting started tour. You should do all of these in addition to what I'm showing you. Absolutely, in addition. There's even a help me choose a machine learning algorithm feature here in the what's new area as of the time of this publishing. There are all kinds of upcoming webinars. There's a great deal more to learn. If not for you, make sure your data science team sees this. Now, once you've gone to studio.azureml.net, you can actually sign up for free. You don't need a credit card or anything like that, and it can be independent of your Azure account. Although you can do this in the portal as well, you can make an Azure ML workspace and share that among your data science team. We're going to be on the outside just doing it directly. Once you've signed up, you can click the sign in button, which is what I've done here. And so that will spin off. Log me in and go to my current experiments, the things I have loaded up. Now, when it first opens up, the first thing it will do on your system, I've actually come in here before, but it'll probably do this to where it pops everything up and you can start doing through tutorials. Don't do that just yet. I'm going to have you do my lab first. Then I'll have you come back in here and walk 1 through 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and so on. You can see all kinds of things you can get. Hey, look, there's our credit risk we talked about. And here's our customer relationship prediction. Flight delay, that might be useful. Well, we're getting aside here. Let me just open up a blank experiment. Again, I did that by simply hitting new, and it even tells you right on the canvas what's happening. But let me give you just a few quick things about how the studio works. So the first thing you notice is it's in draft. I have not saved this. If I want to save it, I need to give it a name. So we'll say test for video. How's that? That sounds good. And now if I click save, it gives me an error. And the reason why is it says you haven't put anything out here. You haven't done anything yet. Normally what I'll do is I'll begin with bringing in data, but I'm actually going to use some data sets, which are data that is saved in my space in Azure ML. You don't have to do that to work with it. You can do a data input from somewhere, and you can see the different ones that are here. You can bring in data or take it out, or even enter it manually to work with. This is the normal production way. However, what I'm going to do is there's some samples in here. Here's some flight delays data. Let's just grab that. I'm just left-clicking on this and dragging it out. Now, notice I don't care about this right now. I'm just trying to show you the interface. The little arrows there will expand and contract. You can also search. So if I wanted something from the adult census area, I can simply type adult, and I see the two things here that allow me to work with that. All right, once I have, I'm going to go ahead and clear that. Once I have this out here, you'll notice I can move it around. There's a panning button that will let me pan if you don't have a pan mouse. This will center and make the thing very large. You can use your wheel if you have that. On your mouse to zoom out a little bit. And then there's also sort of a little map here that will show you when it gets very complex, because some of these get very complex. And then you can zoom in and zoom out with this tool as well. So I can't still save it because I have no modules. I've only got data. I haven't done anything to my data yet. All right, we're still not done. I'm going to click on this so that it gets the highlight. And you'll notice there's a button. And when I hover over it, it tells me what it is. Now, right click, I've got a few things I can do to it. Based on the module I'm working with, I can do different things. This one is data, so I could download it. I could bring it down to my desktop. I could visualize it, and that's a good thing to do. We've talked about this before in our visualizing data, and you can see I've got a navigation tool sort of here, and I'm gonna go ahead and close that out. I can right-click this again, and I can create an access code to hit this from somewhere else, and I can open it in a Python or R notebook. If you're not familiar with notebooks, we're not going to go there in this class, but it's a great thing to learn how to do to figure out how to use Python and R notebooks. All right. Also, what I wanted you to do was notice that there's a quick help box over here. On the data sets, it's not very useful, but let's go grab something here. I think we did this before. Summary statistics, compute elementary statistics. And when I drag it out onto the screen, it tells me what it is, once again, by hovering over it. But now I have a top button, and it says that this is what this will take in. And sometimes there's more than one. So we're going to grab this with the left mouse button. Notice that box turns green because that's where I can put it. If it was red, it wouldn't let me hook that up there, probably because I'm trying to take, I don't know, a data set into a data set or a formula into a formula, something like that. We have to have some output, right? Now, when I move this around, you'll notice that these stay elastic and connected to each other. Now I can right-click and see different things, but notice they're grayed out. They're grayed out for two reasons. One is I haven't saved, so now I can save. Now I have a thing called test for video. And not only that, I haven't run it. So when I run my experiment, it will get that data, and then it will run it through the elementary statistics. Notice the little clock and the little wheel there. And when it's done, I'll get a green check mark if it worked. I'll get a red X if it didn't. If I hover over the X, I get the error message of what was happening at the time when it failed. And so that's a really useful thing to have going. But the other thing I wanted to show you, while that's computing, I've clicked on this compute elementary statistics, and while that's running, and yes, it can be slow because I'm using the demo tenant, and the demo tenant, which you'll be using as well, can we don't give it priority over people who are paying for the service, obviously. So here it says, what do you want to see? And I could change it. Look at all this stuff. I could get the mean, the deviation, the mode, the population, and so on. By the way, we could go get another one of these, grab it here, and we could grab and have the data go two places. Let me zoom out a little bit here so we get a little more visually interesting. This one will have compute the statistics for deviation squared. This one will go get the kurtosis. Right there we go, is the kurtosis. And notice that I can select the columns I want to work with. And it says it wants to work with all numeric columns. If I wanted to work with other columns, I could say start with nothing and include these, or start with everything and exclude these. You get the general idea. Or I could simply type in the names and pull them back and forth. Okay, I think you get the idea of how to do that. So now we can save it. You can see I've got a green check mark here, but I do not have one on this side. I'm going to move these out of the way for us just to get us a little screen real estate. There we go. You can see that I don't have it on this side here. So what we're going to do is I'm going to rerun it, and it'll do everything. And there is a run selected, but we're going to redo everything for this particular example. And when that's done, you'll see the thing that it does. Now, the thing I wanted to show you was there is an error log if something goes wrong, but this is the part I wanted to show you, was the quick help. So I'm clicking on more help right there. And if you'll notice, we have a complete set of documentation. A very good set of documentation. You may, maybe not, you may be asking yourself, what in the world is a kurtosis? And a kurtosis describes the shape and distribution of the values. There you go. There's your answer. RTFM, read the fine manual. There's some examples. There's data sets you can pull from. There's things you need to think about for technical notes and so on. In every single thing you do, you'll have this. So let's go take a look at the kurtosis. of this particular data set, and you can see on the year there was no kurtosis, here's this one, here's this one, here's this one, and so on. And you can actually compare it to things and so on. Each one of these modules will do something different. Okay, I think you get the general idea of how to do everything except publish. We're going to talk about that later. Let's talk about how we might share something. So I can make a new project. I've got one here called test, and I can click test here. And here is the stuff that's inside my experiments, my data sets, and so on. I can edit this, and I can invite people to this. Now, it's in your readings. I don't think it's for this week, but it's in your readings where you can invite other people to your stuff and let them work with you on it. And again, you could click, here's our test for video, and we could add this to a project, and let's add it to that test project. And there we go. That's all there is to it. Now that experiment is part of that project. You can add notes, you can document, and other things. You can see you get little messages here. Okay, I think that's enough for this video. You got the general idea on how it works. Go sign up for your account, and we'll get ready to start our lab here very shortly after we have a discussion around a couple more things inside machine learning. See you in a few.